Good morning. Thank you for joining with me for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 129, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 129. Beyond this world, there is a world I want. This is the thought that follows from the one we practiced yesterday. You cannot stop with the idea the world is worthless, for unless you see that there is something else to hope for, you will only be depressed. Our emphasis is not on giving up the world, but on exchanging it for what is far more satisfying, filled with joy, and capable of offering you peace. Think you this world can offer that to you? It might be worth a little time to think once more about the value of this world. Perhaps you will concede there is no loss in letting go all thought of value here. The world you see is merciless indeed, unstable, cruel, unconcerned with you, quick to avenge and pitiless with hate. It gives but to rescind and take away all things that you have cherished for a while. No lasting love is found, for none is here. This is the world of time, where all things end. Is it a loss to find a world instead, where losing is impossible, where love endures forever, where hate cannot exist and vengeance has no meaning? Is it a loss to find all things you really want and know they have no ending, and they will remain exactly as you want them throughout time? Yet even they will be exchanged at last for what we cannot speak of, for you go from there to where words fail entirely, into a silence where the language is unspoken and yet surely understood. Beyond the world, there is a world I want. I choose to see that world instead of this, for here is nothing that I really want. What is the world I really want? I ask my self-spirit with as much honesty and openness as I can to show me what part of the experience of this world do I really want. three things come to mind. The world I want is one where I'm loving, I'm loved, and lovable, always. And everyone else is too, unchanging. And the second word that comes up is inspiration. The world I want is where I am inspired by everyone around me, and I inspire everyone around me. We are all inspired in a web of interconnectedness, where each contributes the necessary part of each other. Each one is necessary for the completion of each one. Each is known as equally important and necessary. There is no mine, but only ours. And that doesn't change. And the last word was change. There was nothing I would want to change, nothing that can change. The love and the inspiring is constant and unconditional, no conflict. This is the world I want to see. Holy Spirit, inner guide, help me to look through the vision of Christ to see this world. Let this world of love and inspiration and unconditional be the world I walk through today, the world I interact with today. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we see beyond this world, there is a world we want. We choose to see that world instead of this, for there is nothing that we really want. Then close your eyes upon the world. And in silent darkness, watch the lights that are not of this world light one by one until where one begins, another ends, loses all meaning as they blend into one. Thank you for joining with me in the vision of our one light. Namaste.